loud, verbal, African-American male, the one that was on with us Friday. He is screaming and begging sexual profanities out. Screaming. Running around the bus. I can't even...
Okay. Well, it looks like the bus is moving, so there's not anything I can do for you as long as that's the case. So can you... Do you want him off your bus, I'm assuming?
I'm sorry, he's screaming so loud. I didn't hear anything you said. He's screaming for me to lick his ass. I've never seen anything like this.
Okay, is the bus stopped with the doors open?
No, I just turned off of Gleason onto Sandy's. I'm going to pull over here. I'm just concerned. I don't want to rile him up further. I'm at 20th. I'm just pulling over right now.
Well, you don't have to say anything to him, but if you want your situation to change, we have to stop the bus. So no matter what, if we have a problem on the bus, we need to stop the bus. So let's stop the bus, open the doors. You don't have to say anything to him. And once you get stopped, let me know.
Thanks so much. The bus is stopped. I'm pulled over at 20th and Andy at that stop. He is, trying to smoke a cigarette and screaming for me to go. But I'm hoping he will get up and get off the bus at this point. He's walking toward me.
Okay, just make sure the doors are open. Don't interact with him. Don't even look at him. Just stay on the phone with me. Hopefully he'll leave. If he doesn't, or if he acts out, let me know.
He's got his pants pulled down. And he's asking me to lick his rear end.
All right, I'm on the phone with 911 right now. Okay, I got police on the way. Can you tell if he has any weapons?
He doesn't. He's just very aggressive, very sexually aggressive. And, I'm feeling a little overwhelmed. He's pulled his pants down completely. He's showing his rear end to the other one passenger on the bus. He's walking around with his rear end out. I'm a little very concerned at this point.
Okay, 1901, hang in there. Like I said, just try to ignore the guy. Don't talk to him. Don't make eye contact with him. Just ignore him. Police are on the way. They're going to be there soon.
So he just stepped off the bus. I went ahead and closed the doors. I'm sorry. I'm just a little overwhelmed right now.
No, you're doing fine. So just leave the doors closed. Don't go anywhere, okay? I want you to stay right where you're at. Secure the vehicle. Have your four ways on. I'm going to lose you. I'm about to time out. I'm going to call you right back, okay? I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thanks for calling back.
No, you're fine. Can I get a better description of this guy? You said he was black. Anything else?
He is the same guy that the police had to get off my bus on the 8th on Friday. I didn't see him. He is African-American male, must be 40, 45. He's got his pants pulled down. He's now bending over in front of the bus. He's got on a dark navy blue hoodie, gray sweatpants that are down, some black shoes. His hoodie's off his head. He looks like he's got a pretty recent haircut, a cigarette in his hand that he had kind of hanging out of his mouth. He just boarded at Providence Hospital. He's now walking with his pants down.
No, you're fine. You're doing great. Which way is he heading? Is he heading away from you? Like his back? Like is he heading west or east? Like away from you or back behind the bus?
He's walking in the middle of the street. He's walking up to cars. He's walking, he's crossing the street heading west, walking down Sandy. He just is in the crosswalk, crossed over 20th. So he's heading west on Sandy. It looks like he's about to cross the street. The cars are coming. He's crossing Sandy now, even though it's a green light on Sandy.
Okay, so he's going from basically the right side of the street to the left side. So he's heading to the south side of the street?
That is affirmative, yes.
Okay, do you see any police cars in your area?
I don't, because he's in the middle of the street at this point, blocking traffic. He's dark, so cars are having to kind of go around him. Again, this is all in front of the bus. He's in front of a faux Gia restaurant. Now, he did successfully cross the street, thank God. I do not see police or anything like that. But I have one passenger who's on the bus who would like to go home, so.
I'm talking to 911 right now. I'm updating them on what he's doing. Try to keep your eyes on him if you can. Let me know if he changes location at all.
So he just opened the doors and went inside the Foggia restaurant. His pants are still down. He still has his genitalia exposed. He just walked into the doors of this restaurant.
What's the name of that restaurant one more time?
It's Foggia, P-H-O, and then G-I-A. It's right here on 20th and Sandy. He did actually go inside that restaurant.
Okay, so I only got about 20 seconds left, and we're going to time out again. How are you feeling?
I'm overwhelmed, but I have two passengers that really would like to go home. So since I'm only four down, I would really like to see if I could get them to their destination. They've been harassed. He literally went around, put his butt in everyone's in their face. It was just, like I said, there's no words.